Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. We are joined this week with a special guest, former All-Pro Detroit Lion wide receiver Herman Moore. Welcome, Herman.
Thank you.
And, you know, Mike, after a preseason game, we always take one look back at the game they just played and one look forward. And obviously, we've got some terrific knowledge this week with us. And Herman, one thing off the bat I wanted to ask you is Calvin Johnson did not play versus Cleveland. I want to take you back to your playing. The preseason to you, did it matter that you played? Did you like to maybe get in a little bit, get a little rhythm down, or what's your thoughts on that?
You know, back then the preseason was a little bit longer in terms of the practices and going through the two-a-day camps. So you played against one another so much, you welcomed the preseason because it gave you an opportunity to go against the other opponent. So for these guys, it's shorter. They're taking less time in the training camps. So, you know, if you can spell some guys and get them out, I mean, he's a valuable person for this team, but you do want to try and get as much as you can in during the preseason, especially when you start talking about new schemes, new coaches, and the fact that you want to see some guys perform.
Do you have to weigh the injury aspect of it too? Because let's face it, this team needs Calvin Johnson to be healthy. Is there a tough balance there?
It is a tough balance because you want to reserve him a little bit. And as Mike knows, you know, you can't go into a season with your best player sitting on the sideline. So it's important that you keep as many guys healthy as possible. The preseason game, everyone's playing at different speeds, so it's tough to always gauge that.
There's another side of that too. When you were here, you were a first-round draft pick. Let's start with that. But then you were an all-pro player. What is your mindset? And you're in a room there with, you know, some guys are going to be starters, and there's four or five guys hanging by a thread. The Monday after a game, what's the mood in the wide receiver room based on what had happened in the first game?
What I see is that this is a unit that is very competitive. You look at the different guys that are competing for positions, it's very limited, but there are guys that you can make an argument for that should stay on this roster regardless of what happens. So you're going to try and bring those guys in as a veteran guy, especially if I'm a guy like Calvin, it's tough, or Golden Tate, to say, okay, who do I try and show favoritism toward to try and help out? So for the most part, you just advise them. You give them information. You let them know, hey, listen, go get extra catches on the jug machines. Spend more time running routes on the field. Try and get as many reps as possible. And then this is a great opportunity for a lot of these players to get film. And I think if these guys are taking that into consideration, it's not a wash. It's actually a reward.
And a lot of them, though, Herman, will say, well, I don't get caught up in the numbers game. I don't believe them because there's so much at stake, and I'm not trying to be funny about it. How do you counsel them or say, look, just play. It'll take care of itself.
Well, coaches, think about it like this, guys. The coaches are looking at the preseason as an opportunity to watch and see how can I evaluate a guy on a scheme? What's the guy going to do when given the opportunity? How well would they perform under pressure? Some guys have never played in a game, so this is an opportunity to go out and showcase what you can do and work out some of those kinks. So you don't worry about the stats or trying to worry about, you know, how many reps am I getting versus when I'm there, just do what I'm told to do, and the coaches will appreciate it.
Looking at Saturday's game, you know, a guy who's been around here a while, but we don't have a whole lot of tape on Ryan Broyles. You know, made some catches, made some nice plays after the catch to get a couple first downs. Just your impression of Ryan. You know, a guy who is the all-time leading receiver in the NCAA. We haven't seen a whole lot because of injuries, but how does he fit in, and what do you think of him as a receiver?
With Ryan Broyles, here's a guy who's coming off. He's got all these credentials coming behind him from college. He's an excellent wide receiver. Gets injured, and then all of a sudden he's got to fight through that, and as he seems like he's gaining momentum, he gets injured, and then all of a sudden now he's fighting for a position, he's fighting for a spot on this roster. What I saw in him in the first preseason game was the fact that he was able to take those short catches, make guys miss, break a tackle, and then get those extra yards after a catch. That showed me that he's not holding back. He's not worrying about any injury factor or playing it safe. He's actually going out and he's trying to make a name for himself on this roster.
When you look at the game, do you look at the stars? Do you look at the starters? Or do you look at the bottom part of the roster at your position to see this guy's got a chance? Or do you look at all of it?
You look at all of it, but if you start to look at what's going to build your roster, you got your starters. People will always come in and try and take those guys out in the scheme. So I got to say, okay, who are the backup player? Who are the role players? And I'm going to evaluate them a little bit differently because those are the ones who are actually going to help me help my bigger guys be more effective out on the field.
One of the big question marks heading into this season is obviously the secondary, and the Lions have added some pieces there. But just your initial reaction to how they played. It was a pretty vanilla scheme on Saturday. They were off guys a little bit. But what did you think of that unit and what you expect from them moving forward?
Coming into the game, most people thought that this was the unit to watch in the preseason. This is the one that's going to make or break this defense. It's going to either enhance the schemes that they can run, or it's going to limit their effectiveness and their ability to get kind of creative out there. I saw them play a little bit soft. I won't say they were playing, you know, kind of conservative, but It was a vanilla package. It was one that I think they were looking at assignment. They were trying to get the guys in the flow. You got some new faces. You got guys playing in a new scheme. But overall, you know, you get a little concerned with some of the plays that were given up early on the first team. But we know that, hey, listen, this is preseason. Guys are playing within a package. So it's not to get overly concerned until we get further down the line.
Is it a situation where you just want to see matchups? You want to see guys against guys? I think coaches all the time say, I don't want scheme to win in the preseason. I want guys, players to win. Is that why we saw what we saw?
I believe so. Coaches will be evaluating the film and the players on the field a little bit differently than fans, a little bit differently than what we'll look at. We're looking at matchups. We're looking at guys. We're evaluating guys because we have a little bit of more insight in terms of who's going to make a squad, who's fighting for a certain position. But coaches are looking at it and saying, listen, I want to see certain plays run. I want to see how defenses are reacting to that. I want to see how certain players will play. And it seemed like me in that first part, and I'll go back real quick to the offense, that they tried to make sure each of the key guys got a touch and were somehow involved in that first drive, even though they were seeing limited time.
And what is the difference between game one and game two, and where in this process of the preseason does Herman Moore start, as a player, start looking at the first regular season game, and just starting to get through all of this?
Game two becomes real critical because you're trying to clean up all those things that you saw. You're going to expand the package a little bit more. You're going to see them open up the playbook a little bit more. They're going to take a few more chances. How many passes did we see by either team going deep downfield? We didn't. We didn't see anyone really being aggressive in that sense. It was more about the running game. We saw some interior line play. So when I look at the second game, I'm looking to see, okay, which guys are playing a little bit more, because I think coaches are going to want to see a little bit more out of certain players that they're kind of on the fence about. I also am going to see the starting guys go out and play a little bit longer, because you need that team to get some reps in the preseason. That's what it's for. It's for the evaluation. It's for these guys to come out and just be able to start to put some things together, because you can't just go into the regular season that way.
Well, there you have it. Obviously some things to look at Friday when the Lions are in Oakland, and Herman Moore will be the color commentator for Channel 7. Thanks for joining us, Herman.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.